Adventures of the Saint, starring Tom Conway. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor, Tom Conway, as the Saint.
Coming. Coming.
Mr. Templar?
Yes. And you, of course, are Miss Kittredge. Please come in.
Thank you. It was awfully nice if you'd let me come and see you. I suppose I sounded pretty hysterical on the phone.
Well, sit down, Miss Kittredge, and tell me about it.
Mr. Templar, my fiancé is going to be killed and no one will believe me.
Why won't they believe you?
Because they're men, and men know everything, especially policemen. And I'm just a hysterical girl who should go home and forget all about it and let him be killed.
Well, even though I'm a man, I might believe you.
No, you won't believe me either. But you'll be nice about it. Mr. Templar, what do you do when the police won't help and you haven't got money for a private detective and Bill won't even help himself?
You meet a man named Simon Templar and you tell him about it.
Thank you, Mr. Templar. Thank you.
What about Bill?
He's Bill Carruthers. He's an instructor in Antietam Military Academy. I'm a secretary there.
Antietam? A large school?
No, it's rather small. Bill and I are both employed by Major Jackson. He runs the school.
And what makes you think Bill is in danger?
Yesterday morning, I found this on his desk. He refused to talk about it.
Let me read it, Miss Kittredge.
I'm sorry. It's just that... I'm sorry. Here.
To William S. Carruthers, 1st Lieutenant, Infantry Reserve, subject, finding of courts martial. 1. Having been duly tried this date by a general court for grave and serious offenses committing in violation of the Articles of War, Lieutenant Carruthers is hereby judged guilty. 2. It is the sentence of this court that Lieutenant Carruthers be remanded to custody until such time as punishment may be carried out. That punishment is death. Dated 2 days ago.
You see? The punishment is death.
I think you're worried about nothing, my dear. Boys at military school are apt to develop a slightly sadistic sense of humor.
I thought it was that, too, until last night. Bill and I were walking on the parade ground when there was a shot, a rifle shot. It just grazed him, knocked his hat off, but someone meant to kill him.
It wasn't just an accident?
Certainly it was an accident. Somebody writes a crazy letter to Bill telling him they're going to kill him, and then they shoot at him with a rifle, and everyone with some hysterical girl can see that it's just an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to make sure.
I'm sorry, too, Mr. Temple. I guess I should be going.
Where?
Back to the school. Where else is that?
I'll go with you.
Why?
Because I believe you and want to help you. Reason enough?
Thank you, Mr. Temple.
I'd feel younger if you'd call me Simon.
Major Jackson's office is right over here, Simon.
Halt! Who goes there?
You know who goes there, Jimmy. And put that gun down.
Advance and give the countersign.
I've forgotten the countersign and let us by.
Well, all right, Miss Kittredge, but you're supposed to know the countersign.
Good work, Sentry. I'll see that this comes to the attention of your CO.
Thank you, sir.
They run a pretty GI camp here, Anne.
Yes, the Major's... Well, you'll see. Here's his office. Shall I go in with you?
I'll manage things. You go to Bill. I'll want to talk to him next.
Good luck, Senator.
Come in.
Major Jackson, my name is Simon Templar. I wanted to talk to...
Templar? We'll see. There was a Templar of the 3rd Infantry at PFC. Terrible Goldbreak.
Not the same one.
Oh, good. Well, come in, Templar. Sit down.
Thank you.
Now, what is it? Don't slouch, Templar.
Sorry, sir. Just a nasty habit. A civilian habit.
We're not interested in excuses here, Templar. But we want results. Remember that.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Major, I'm here about Bill Carruthers. His fiancée has an idea he's in danger.
Who has?
Anne Kittredge, your secretary.
I see. Danger from what, Templin?
From flying bullets, Major. He received this letter yesterday and was shot at on the parade ground last night.
Let me see. Having been duly tried this day. Seems to be in order. Margin's a little narrow, though.
Mm. Any idea who might have sent that, Major? Or who shot at Carruthers?
This is a matter of a G2, Templar, not a command matter at all. Talk to G2.
Where's he?
Well, owing to our budget being in the hands of civilians, Templar, we don't have a G2. Try to run an efficient post without intelligence reports, Templar. Just try it sometime.
Yes, when I have a free day, yeah.
You sure you weren't with the 3rd Infantry?
Quite sure. Major, this letter you just read, it came from somewhere. And last night, a shot came from somewhere. Where?
Templar, I have 45 troops here under my command. I spirited all of them. Sign of good morale. There's your answer.
What's it a sign of if Carruthers is killed?
Oh, senior line officers can take care of themselves. Have you talked to him yet?
Not yet, no.
Well, then do so. Organize your activity, Templar. SOP. Call on me at any time. You civilians should get to know us better. Antietam Military Academy is first, last, and foremost a democratic institution. You send us the boy, we send you back. Well, shall go. Messing with us, Templar?
Not any more than I have to. Oh, eating with you. Some other time, Major. I want to see Carruthers.
Well, come around any time. Enlisted man's mess, of course.
Oh, of course, yes. See you at the PX, Major.
Simon, I'd like you to know Bill. Bill, this is Simon Templar.
I'm glad to know you, Templar.
How'd you do?
I appreciate your coming out here, but Anne shouldn't.
You don't mind being shot at?
Well, I...
Please, Bill.
Templar, I don't question your motives. But, Anne, I told you expressly to keep this thing to yourself. It's nothing.
Nothing to me, but you're in terrible danger.
Anne. Anne, would you mind if I talk with Templar alone just for a minute?
Of course not, Bill. You'll call me when you're through?
I'll call you, Anne.
Well, I'll see you later, Simon.
Of course, Anne.
Templar, you're the saint, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, then I can trust you. Now, there might be something in this, Templar, in spite of what I said to Anne. I don't quite know if this is it, but... Well, quite some time ago, I fell in love with the mother of one of the cadets here. He's the cadet captain, head of the class, Stephen Anderson.
Are you and Mrs. Anderson still...
No, it didn't last. I don't want to excuse myself, but Vivian's a beautiful woman. She has too much money, too much leisure, too little maturity. She came here to see Stephen. That's how it started. It didn't last long.
But you think Stephen found out?
Well, he may have. And he's a peculiar kid, brilliant, neurotically attached to his mother in spite of the fact that she almost never finds time for him. Father died years ago. The kid's that age, 14. They get funny ideas about things sometimes.
Yes, I'd better have a talk with him. Would he be capable of actually shooting at you?
I don't know. I guess I deserved it.
Any place else the letter may have come from?
Well, No. No, it's nothing serious. It's not important.
Sure?
Sure.
All right. But I wouldn't go walking on the parade ground tonight, Carruthers. Not until this is cleared up.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You'll find Stephen over in the cadet barracks across the road. And Templar, does Anne need to know?
I won't tell her. Does that answer your question?
I guess that's close enough, Saint. And thanks.
Heads up!
At ease, men. That is, at ease. Stephen Anderson here?
Present, sir.
How are you, Stephen? My name's Simon Templar.
Yes, sir.
Any place here we can, talk in reasonable privacy?
The company day room, sir. At the end of the barracks.
Good. Lead the way.
After you, sir. In here, sir.
Fine. And Stephen, would you do me a favor and leave off a few of the sirs?
Yes, sir.
All right. Stephen, I'm going to ask you a few questions that perhaps I have no business asking, but I hope you'll answer. About Bill Carruthers.
Lieutenant Carruthers, sir.
He's not in the army, is he?
That's his title, sir.
All right. Do you have a grudge against him, Stephen?
I... No, sir.
You didn't write him a letter recently?
Did Major Jackson send you?
No, he didn't.
Then I can't answer any questions, sir.
I'm going to call on your mother, Stephen.
Don't. I think she'll like you, but she won't. She... Yes, sir.
Stephen, are you happy here?
Yes, sir. Is that all, sir?
I hope that's all, Stephen.
Yes?
Mrs. Anderson?
Well, you might call me that, yes. Although that's some time ago. Come in, we'll discuss it.
My name is Simon Templer, Mrs.
Oh, it's too complicated, really. Make it Vivian and sit down, won't you? Oh,
thank you.
Simon Templer. Saint? You're the saint, aren't you?
On occasion.
How interesting to meet you. Would the saint like a drink?
No, thanks. I came about Stephen.
Steve? Nothing's happened to him.
Oh, no. I just wanted to know if you've seen him recently.
Oh, isn't it ridiculous, Simon, that I should have a son 14 years old?
Astonishing. Have you seen him recently?
No, but he writes regularly, of course. He's very good about it.
But you haven't seen him. Did you know that someone came very close to killing Bill Carruthers last night?
Bill? Whatever for? The poor boy's a horrible dancer, but killing's a little extreme, don't you? Oh. You don't think it's Stephen because of Bill and I?
I'm trying to find out. Has there been anything in Stephen's letters to indicate what he's thinking?
No, I don't think so. For lately, they've been full of something big that's going to happen at the school, but he didn't say what. Certainly not... Well, not that.
What was going to happen? Did he give in a date?
Tomorrow, I think. Hmm. But it's nothing. You know how children are. They get one thing on their mind, they can't get it out.
Some adults are the same way.
You are the bitter one, aren't you, Simon?
Just occasionally.
You don't think I'm a very nice person, do you? You know something, Simon? I agree with you. All of a sudden, I agree with you.
You really do?
I don't know. I've been a hypocrite for so long, I don't even know myself if this is a change of heart or just a new approach. Sad. Well, let's not be sad, Simon. Let's have a... excuse me. Yes? Who? Yes. Yes, he's here. For you, Simon.
You're sure?
My hearing's still good, Simon, in spite of my age here.
Hello?
Simon? Oh, Simon, I'm so glad I found you.
Anne, how did you know I was here?
I knew all about Bill and Vivian months ago. But he's gone. Bill's gone.
Where? How long ago?
I don't know. He's not in this room, and he's not anywhere around the school. I'm frightened, Simon. Can you come?
Keep looking, Anne. I'll be right there.
It's not Stephen, is it, Simon?
Bill's missing. And I hope it's not Stephen. But if it is, Vivian...
It won't be, Simon. Stephen's a fine boy. He took after his father. Thank you for coming, Simon. Thank you.
Any trace of Bill yet?
No. I've been phoning everywhere I could think of, but no luck. Why did he have to be so... so headstrong, Simon. Why did anyone else have to know anything but Bill? Why couldn't he stay in his room?
Anne, Vivian spoke at once in Stephen's letters that something big was about to happen, something mysterious, tomorrow.
I've had a feeling that something was going to happen.
A feeling of what?
I don't know. I imagine it feels this way in prison, right before a jailbreak. The school is like a prison anyway.
Good evening, Templer. Skidridge. Beautiful night. Bombers move.
Major Jackson, have you seen Bill? He's gone.
Gone? Well, he's got an off-post pass, hasn't he? Just so long as he's here for reveille.
We think Bill is in considerable danger, Major. I wonder if you'd help me cover the parade ground.
Of course.
Anne, better stay here close to the phone.
All right, sir.
Coming, Major?
Certainly. Before we take a walk before taps, this is when I do my planning. Prior planning, Templar. Secret of any campaign.
Tell me about it as we go, Major. This is the right direction for parade ground.
Get ahead. Now, you haven't got a bad marching step, Templar. How'd you get your basic training?
The Beaver Patrol.
Indeed? Never heard of it. Beaver Patrol?
Major, if anything concerning the school or its personnel was happening tomorrow, you'd know about it?
Tomorrow? Oh, yes, of course. Footlocker inspection tomorrow.
No, that's not quite it.
There seems to be an undercurrent of something here, Major. Something that's coming to a head tomorrow, whatever it is.
Tomorrow, huh? Well, there's no reason to worry about Carruthers tonight, is there?
Perhaps. I hope not.
Here, yeah, there's the parade ground. Here for my flashlight, Templeton.
Thanks. If we start from this end and work toward the...
Taps. End of the soldier's day. His glory, his requiem. Last sound he hears at night. Lonely amid all his barricades.
Major. Look, over there. In the beam of the light.
Where? Carruthers!
Come on. Yes. Carruthers. Shot through the head.
He was a fine soldier, Timber. And he died a soldier's death.
Major, he was murdered.
Well, don't worry, Timber. While I'm commanding officer, the enemy will not escape.
What'd you make of it, Lieutenant?
I don't know. I don't know, Saint. Somebody killed Carruthers last night, but who? Everybody's got an alibi. Why don't you get mixed up with a nice, easy husband and wife killing sometime, remember?
You want to have another go at the two kids, Lieutenant?
Yeah, might as well. They look scared. They look like they're covering up. Who can tell about kids? Lasky.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Send the Anderson kid and Jimmy Diddy's in here.
Okay, Lieutenant.
There's a weird atmosphere in this place, Thompson. Something beneath the surface. You can see from the kids an almost unbearable tension.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the kids were whacked up to start with.
He sent for us, sir.
Ah, yeah, sit down, Anderson. You too, please.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go over the story again. Carruthers was found at 11 last night. He was shot around 10. Where were you, Anderson?
Steve was with me, sir.
I'm not asking you. Anderson, where were you?
With Cadet Deedy, sir. Practicing close order drill.
Close order drill. Templer?
Stephen, you wrote to your mother about something happening today, something big. What was it?
I don't remember, sir.
Jimmy?
I don't remember either, sir. That is, I don't know anything about it.
You two say you were near Major Jackson's house at 10 last night. He was home? You're sure?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of Major Jackson, Stephen?
He's a great man. A very great man. He's a military genius. And someday you'll... He's a great man.
Someday I'll what?
Nothing, sir.
Jimmy?
Yes, sir?
Anything you want to tell us? This isn't just a military school problem you're playing at, you know. A man's been killed.
I don't know anything, sir.
All right, all right. Lieutenant?
I beat it, kids. But don't leave the grounds. If you do, we'll find you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well?
I don't like it, Saint. These kids aren't like kids. They're yeses and noses. And they know something. And there's that screwy letter. Somebody said it. And there's that feeling of something about to happen.
Yes, we're sitting on something, Lieutenant. Something so close we can't see it, or so strange we can't believe it.
We fired test shots out of all the cadet rifles, Saint. I'm going down to ballistics now to watch the results. Much good will do us. Here, care to come along?
Might as well. But this case doesn't rest on the deformities of a bullet, Thompson. It rests on the deformities of a human mind. And they are not so easily discovered.
Yeah. There's no test for that but time, Saint.
Yeah. Let's hope we have enough of it.
Simon, oh, come in, come in.
Thank you, Vivian.
Oh, I'm so glad you came, Simon. Oh, don't get frightened now. I'm glad you came because I've had to sit here all day taking a good look at myself. It's been pretty terrifying.
You haven't seen Stephen?
I phoned this morning, but he wouldn't let me come out. What did he say to you, Simon?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Made it a little difficult to tell what was on his mind.
Stephen has been unhappy. I'm responsible, no one else. Boy should have a home, father. I packed him off to a school I didn't know anything about because I was too busy to care for him. Busy with what? Trash.
Vivian.
And to top it all, I couldn't even keep my hot little hands off his instructor. And now Phil's dead. Poor Phil. Poor Stephen.
Poor world.
Vivian, I wanted to see those letters from Stephen you spoke of. There may be a clue there.
I got another one today, Simon, written yesterday. Couldn't make much sense out of it.
What did it say?
Oh, a long, rambling thing about how the cadets of the Virginia Military Institute left their classes to march off to battle in the Civil War and turn the tide of battle for the South. Now, where does he get these things?
Go on, Vivian. Go on, what else did he say?
Oh, it was incoherent, almost. All about the corruption of our society, our enemies within, and how the country has been waiting for a strong man to show them the way. Who's been talking to him?
Oh, I should have known. What? I should have known. Lost, rejected, confused boys looking for a father, a hero.
Simon!
No matter what he tells them, they'd follow. It doesn't have to make sense. It just has to be a plan, and his assurance that it'll work. Come on.
Where, Simon?
To the school. I only hope we'll be on time. We've got to be on time.
Oh. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Mrs. Anderson.
Where are the boys, Anne?
They're all on the parade grounds with full packs and equipment and rifles. There's a special inspection.
Yes, very special. Anne, would you please phone the police?
The police?
Yes, and wait here for them.
Sam.
Vivian, I need you, but it might be dangerous.
I don't care. I don't care.
All right, come on. See you any sooner than you have to.
Hey, Sergeant Anderson, report.
I'll break the car for you, sir.
Well, then, this is it. D-Day. You all have your orders. We're small in numbers, but our purpose is great. The country will rally to our moral leadership, I promise. We march first on the telegraph office. Tell our friends, the hour has struck.
I know, he's insane.
Our goal is more information. Any who might stand in our way.
Major Jackson.
Oh, you come back. Are you here to join us?
Not quite, Major. Will you dismiss your company?
Dismiss them? Why?
I must have a talk with you.
No, I can't talk to you now. Don't you see there isn't time? I've trained these boys for months. They're magnificent because of me, do you understand? Because of me. I know what you're thinking, but I'm mad, huh? That's what Carruthers thought.
So you had to kill him?
Well, he threatened to expose our plans to the enemy, and I had to take measures. You don't think I'd let someone interfere with the dream of my life?
The dream is over, Major.
Oh, no. I've got troops. I've got an army.
You have no troops. These are boys.
The Army of Northern Virginia was made up of boys like these. And they licked the best that Grant could throw at them.
Open your eyes, Major. This isn't 1861. This is 1951.
Exactly, sir. And the times are ripe for a man on horseback. Positive leadership. A man of action.
This country doesn't need a man on horseback. Fall out, boys.
Hand fast in the ranks. Discipline. That's what I've been building. Discipline. There are 30 rifles trained on you. Now stand aside.
Come out here, Vivian. Call Stephen.
Stephen!
Stand fast, man, at order!
Stephen, come
back! Don't you know? Don't listen to either of the men. Listen to me. I promise you that we'll succeed. This country is waiting for you. Don't listen to anybody else. They'll tell you lies about me.
Look at him, boys. See him for what he is. No hero, a dangerous fanatic. A man with a sick mind. Put down your gun.
All right! I've been too patient with you. I'm ordering my troops to fire. This is what comes of vacillation. Ready!
Stephen!
Hey! Fire!
They aren't going to fire, Major. Take the boys back to the barracks, Jimmy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Trump.
No!
Mr. Trump, we weren't really going to follow them.
No!
We wouldn't have shot anybody, really. I don't know what got into us.
The times we live in, Jimmy. Wilder schemes have been believed in by older and wiser people. Come along, Major.
Taps. But I almost made it. Didn't I?
I guess we'll never really know.
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. And now, here is our star, Tom Conway.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention for a very important minute? I say it's important because during that minute, someone somewhere is going to be injured in an automobile accident. Unbelievable as it seems, American traffic accidents exact a toll of more than one casualty every minute. Last year, 32,000 were killed. 1 million were injured. And in almost every single case, it was discovered that one or more violations of the traffic law were involved. That's the fact I want you to remember. The fact that a moment's carelessness, a moment's flaunting of the law might bring tragedy to you. So many of us believe that traffic accidents always happen to somebody else. Last year's victim thought that way, and so did today. Tomorrow, perhaps, there will be no victim, if only we can realize that traffic accidents are a threat to every one of us. So, obey the laws of the road. Whether you're a driver or a pedestrian, guard against the dangers of speed, drink, and carelessness. Remember that it can happen to you, and be careful. The care you take may save a life, and that life may be your own. This is Tom Conway inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another exciting adventure of the Saints. Good night.
Of The Saint was written by Dick Powell. Our cast tonight included Michael Ann Barrett as Anne and Betty Lou Gerson as Vivian. The Major was played by John Brown. Herb Ellis played Bill Carruthers, Edmund MacDonald, Lieutenant Thompson. Stephen and Jimmy were Tommy Cook and Bobby Ellis. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Sapphire production and is directed by Helen Mack. Tom Conway is soon to be seen in the Warner Brothers production of Gold Diggers in Las Vegas. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that the Saint comic books are on sale at all newsstands. Your announcer, Eddie King.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.